Glory to the Lord. This is Clear Vision, and I am Rose, and boy, what a day we have for you today. Our title of the program is Giving and Getting. I didn't know how to say that any more simpler way. And we're going to get right on into the scripture because we have a lot of scriptures to cover. And I want you to really get the power of the Word of God today because this is going to change your life. The scriptures today, the scriptures every day change your life because they change your thinking. Let's look at Acts 20:35, and I've already got my Amplified translation open to this. And it says, "In everything I have pointed out to you by example, that by working diligently in this manner, we ought to assist the weak, being mindful of the words of the Lord Jesus, how He Himself said, 'It is more blessed, makes one happier and more to be envied to give than to receive.'" Now, I know what kind of time frame we're in on the earth right now. I hear all the news that I want to hear. In fact, most of it I don't want to hear, and I hear it. We have got to stop thinking about ourselves. I'm just going to get right on down to it, okay? We've got to stop thinking about ourselves, and we've got to think about what somebody else needs. And I know what it's like to get gifts, and I know what it's like to miss out. To miss out on the fun of giving gifts. I used to be an exceptional giver. In my young Christian life, I loved to give, but I gave for the wrong reasons. I gave because it made me feel good. I gave because it was what I was told to do. I didn't give because God said it's the thing to do. I didn't give because I understood He's the giver. And if we give like Him, then we're giving without selfishness. We're giving without return. And God wants you to understand that when you give somebody a gift of anything, you're telling them how much you care for them. Now, I know what it is to give both ways. Again, giving because I want you to be happy and like me, or I give because you need, and the Lord says that you need, and therefore I'm going to give to you in honor of Him. See, it's all about the Lord. It's all about who He is in your life. It's all about who you are in His life, and it's all about what He wants you to do with that. So when you're telling someone that you're going to give them something, you need to do it from the atmosphere that you think they're worth something. You're not giving to them because you have to. You're not giving to them because you're told to. Somebody tells you, God tells you, or your mother tells you, or your brother, sister, cousin, husband, whoever. You're giving because you know it's what the Lord would have you do, and it's more blessed to give than to receive. Oh, I know we need to receive. There's so many things on this earth right now happening that we need to think about how to receive the goodness of God from. But God wants you to understand, when you give, you're going to receive. When you do the giving, you're going to be able to receive. God wants you to understand that when somebody needs money, you give money. You don't call them and tell them you're going to pray for them. Yes, praying is wonderful, and I teach it every day, and I speak it every day, and I ask you to do it every day. But praying does not put money in people's pocket when they have no food. If they have no food, you give them food. If they need money for food, you give them money, and then you go with them if you want to and get their food. But whatever they need, that's what you give. See, we've got to get past this place in our spiritual life as the Christians that we're called to be, as the body of Christ that God's called us to be. We've got to get past that place of, I'm going to give if you recognize it. I'm going to give if you thank me. Well, I just did so much for so-and-so, and you just should have seen how they acted. They never even thanked me one time. They didn't even tell me one time how much they appreciated me. Your giving is not based on someone's appreciating you. Your giving is based on the power of God in your life and your decision to give according to what He says. And He says right here that it's more blessed and makes you happier to give than to receive. So give without, when you're giving, give as though you're never going to receive anything. Now that's not total contrary to my teaching on giving, sowing, expecting to receive, because that's a whole different thinking we're talking about here. But right now we're talking about giving because somebody needs. And there's so many needs in this earth right now. How many people need your comfort, need the peace of God? How many people are needing to be reassured that their lives are even going to go on into tomorrow? How many people are needing to understand that every gift that they have to give is a gift to say that they care? How many people understand that? So be that light, be that place of example that somebody wants you to be. When you give your best gift, that's so important. Oh, I know that God wants us, I know that God wants us to understand about that. When I first started ministry and I started housing people and doing homeless shelter housing, and I let people know that we needed clothes and we needed linens and we needed towels and we needed food and we needed this and we needed transportation, it just always amazed me at the calls that would come in from people who wanted to bring clothes over or bring bedding or furniture or whatever. And then I became more amazed, beloved, at what they brought. I'm just telling you how it was, okay? Somebody would show up with this great big old sack of clothes, and it ought to have been took to the garbage dump. And you got to stand there and you say, well, they gave it thinking they're doing the right thing, so you have to thank them. But then I went on down the road with this and I realized, no, they need to learn. They need to learn that their giving needs to be their best. God told people back in the Old Testament, don't bring me your lame animals. Don't bring me your blind and your sick animals, because I don't want them. Don't sacrifice those animals. Bring me your best animal. Bring me the greatest and best that you have. God gives us His best, and He wants us to give our best. So whatever you're giving, if it's clothes, pick that thing out in your closet that's never been worn, or that you've only worn one time. Don't go pick that old rag out that you've thrown back in the back of the closet and you haven't seen it in 2 years and you don't want it anyway, and if you didn't keep it, you'd probably use it for a rag. Don't do that. Go get the clothes that are so fine. Get that one thing that you love to wear because it just makes you look so good. Get that one thing out and go give it to somebody. I know what I'm talking about. I had a suit one time, and I'd paid a lot of money for it. I mean a lot of money, too many monies. And my children loved that suit. They loved it so much that they would even look at it and say, oh, Mom, one day when you're gone, we're going to bury you. We're going to put that suit on you and bury you in it. It looks so good on you. Well, let me tell you something. I'm going to be here so long that suit won't be. So, I don't have that suit anymore. I gave it to somebody. And that's what God wants you to do. I have to laugh about this because back when they first said that, I thought it was a great idea. I didn't have the spiritual maturity that I have now. I didn't have the understanding of the love of God now. I didn't have the understanding of who I am in Christ now. Back then, I didn't have that. I knew the Lord. But I was still had that little side of me that was a little bit unstable, a little bit selfish, a little bit jealous, a little bit unsure, a whole lot of fear in my life. If I don't keep this, I won't ever have again. Oh, how many of us have been there? God wants you to give your best, not something that's worn out. Or how about something that's broken? How about that? How many times have you given something to somebody that wasn't working, and you told them, say, well, I believe with a little time and a little money, we can fix that. That can get fixed. You can fix that, can't you? I mean, it's free, so you can spend a little money on it and fix it. I moved a little stereo cabinet and a CD player into my granddaughter stays with me sometimes, and she likes to have her own room, and she's fixing her own room up more now because she's getting older. And that's Miss Bailey I'm talking about, and she has her own room on her in her own house at her mom and dad's, but she likes this idea that she can have her own room at my house. And so I moved a little stereo in there the other night, and I said, well, I'll just turn this on and get the music going. And I turned it on, it wouldn't play. And a friend of mine came over and said, oh, what are you doing, Rose? I said, well, I'm just kind of trying to move this stereo in Bailey's room while she's here, but I can't get it to work. And they said, well, that's all right. She'll appreciate that you just want her to have it. I said, okay, that's it. I unplugged everything, and I said, it's going out of here. It doesn't work. We're not going to sit here and look at it and act like it worked one day, and maybe it'll work again another day. It's broken. We're not going to keep it. If you can't give somebody something that's the best, just don't do it. Just don't do it. And doesn't that go along with praying? Doesn't that go along with your walk with the Lord? If you can't give God your best, what are you giving Him? What are you giving Him? If you're giving God what's left over of your time every day, if you're giving God what's left over of your thinking every day, if you're giving God what's left over of you every day, that's not your best. Your best is first thing in the morning. Your best is when you just wake up and open your eyes and nothing has come into your life yet. That's your best first fruit of the day. That's your best. Your best is late at night, just before you go to sleep. Instead of laying there watching the television and let the television put you to sleep, why don't you lay there and listen to the Holy Spirit? Lay there and speak the word out loud to Father God. I love you so much. That's why I come on this program to talk about all this. And we're going to take a little break, and you write down the phone number so you can order the wonderful ministry products we're offering. And be back with me in just a minute, because this is Clear Vision, and I am Rose. I'll see you in just a minute.
Order today your DVD titled Break Free Recover. Let God help you stop living in yesterday. Be free from stress, every hurt, every pain, every mistake. God will restore you beyond your dreams. You can recover, resting in your secure, strong life God has for you. Order today your DVD copy of Break Free Recover. Request DVD offer number 26 titled Break Free Recover. You can support this ministry with a seed gift, a monthly gift, or a one-time gift. Just send your donation to Rose Ministries, Box M, Bergen, Kentucky, 40310.
Yes, we are together at Clear Vision, and I am Rose, and you stayed with me. And as you saw on the broadcast, I want you to ask the Lord what He'd have you sow into the ministry, and what He'd have you to do to be a blessing. And I want you to order your DVD I want to send you called Break Free, Recover. Break Free, Recover. And this is a DVD, gosh, that's a lot of mouthful, that'll help you stop living in yesterday. So many of us have lived in yesterdays till we can't get out of yesterday. It'll help you be free from stress, from every hurt. It'll help you get past every pain and every mistake. And God will restore you. God wants you restored. He wants you blessed so you can be His blessing. He wants you being a blessing so you can be blessed. In Jesus' name. So order this. And when you do, you're going to receive your little book, 30 Days, The Champion in You. 30 days, the champion in you is 30 days of scripture, 30 days of teaching, and 30 days of prayer. And I guarantee you from the Word of God, when you read the scripture and you change your thinking, God will change your life. So order these two right away and get them so that you can start getting stronger in the Lord. Get stronger and stronger in the Lord. Let's look over at Luke 6:38. We're going to get right on to two or three more scriptures. Luke 6:38 is a famous scripture about giving. It says, "Give, and gifts will be given to you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Will they pour into the pouch formed by the bosom of your robe and used as a bag? For with the measure you deal out, with the measure you use when you confer benefits on others, it will be measured back to you." Honey, that is the prescription. That is the absolute answer to great wealth of every part of your life. Emotionally, mentally, spiritually, physically, and financially. Give and it will be given to you. You go around acting like a big old sourpuss, and that's what you're going to get back. And then you're going to call me and ask me why everybody's so mean to you. Well, what are you doing? What are you talking about? How are you acting? What are you giving? What are you giving out? Oh, I know this message today sounds like I'm coming down on people. It sounds like that to me even. But God is, we're in that time. We're in the time of the walk with the Lord and the presence of Almighty God where He is saying to us, you have to understand me now. Look at the people who are suffering because they didn't know who God is 2 months ago. Or they didn't know who He was last year. Or they weren't prepared for what's happening in the world today. And beloved, don't think it's going to get better. You can make your life better. You can make the circumstances in your life line up with the Word of God and it gets absolute Garden of Eden living life. But the world way is not going to get better. It can't. It's not able to get better because it won't follow the precepts and the teachings and the love of God. But you can. You watching at night, during the day, whenever you're watching, God wants you blessed. But for you to be blessed, you need to be His blessing. You have got to be His blessing. You have got to deal out what measure you want to receive back. When you go through a drive-thru at a McDonald's or a Arby's or wherever you go, a Rally's or whatever you have in your town, and the lady at the checkout or the check-in or wherever it is there you're at is mean and hateful and unkind to you, what do you do? Do you chalk it off as, well, there's another sorry no-count human being? Or do you rise up in the Lord and you start giving of your love of God? Start giving of the love of God in you and say to that person, thank you. Thank you for helping me today. Thank you for being here at this window working and taking care of my order today. Just take time and say that and see what happens. You might get an extra French fry or two. I've had that happen to me. And I tell you what, I like getting extra French fries. I like being blessed. I like being a blessing. I've learned to be a blessing the right way. Now let's look over at 2 Corinthians 9:7 and see what it says over there about it. 2 Corinthians 9:7 tells us what kind of giver the Lord likes. Let each one of you give as he has made up his own mind and purposed in his heart, not reluctantly or sorrowfully, or under compulsion. And here's the key, okay? Hang on to your britches for this one. For God loves, He takes pleasure in and prizes above other things, and is unwilling to abandon or to do without a cheerful, joyous, prompt to do it giver whose heart is in His giving. Let's read that again. Let each one give as he has made up his own mind and purposed in his heart, not reluctantly or sorrowfully or under compulsion. Now, let's break right there and talk about that a second. You can give reluctantly. God ain't going to stop you. You can give a little bit. You can give a dollar and act like you gave 100. God knows what you're giving. He knows before you give it what you're going to give. But God is telling you, you can purpose in your heart. And then it tells us what He loves. For God loves, He takes pleasure in and prizes above other things. He takes pleasure in and prizes above other things and is unwilling to abandon or to do without a cheerful, joyous, prompt to do it giver whose heart is in His giving. Oh, beloved, I can tell you what a joy it is at the ministry when somebody calls in and says, I was sitting here praying and the Lord said to support your ministry. They're talking to whoever's answered the phone in that department. And I want to use my debit or credit card, or I want to mail in a gift, and I need the address. And would you please thank the Lord with me and pray that He bless this gift I'm giving. That's a prompt to do, joyous giver. That person isn't being made or reluctant compared to the person that you spend 2 hours on the phone with, hearing about Aunt Susie, brother, cousin Joe, and how they've mistreated them all their life, and how they just can't stand them, and how they're never going to get past that, and their family's been a mess, and their cousin's on drugs, and their son's on drugs, and I just don't understand what's wrong with all these people. Well, you don't have to understand what's wrong with all those people. You need to be understanding what God wants you to do. God wants you to be a blessing. He wants you to love them. He wants you to give His love to them. He wants you to give your time to Him and time to them. He wants you to give your thoughts to them. He wants you to pray and stand before Him in the throne room boldly in His grace, in that place of His presence, praising Him, giving Him your time, giving Him your worship, giving Him your honor, giving Him the glory that He deserves. God isn't going to make you do it. But you stand before the presence of God and you give all that you are and all that you have to Him, and He's going to bless you beyond your need. He's going to bring you into that Ephesians 3:20 place, beloved, where He says He's willing and able to do for you far above and beyond anything you dare pray, ask, hope, think, dream, or imagine. We have a giving God. He gave, and He gives, and He keeps giving, and He keeps giving, and He never stops giving. He stays ready to give. When you go into the throne room with Him, and you pray, and you get what your needs are met, and you take off out the door like it's revolving, I'm going to tell you what the Lord said to me one day. I was running in and out just like everybody else. Go in there, holler at God, get what I need, thank the Lord, and leave. One day I'm leaving, and God said, where are you going? I said, excuse me, Father? He said, I said, where are you going? I got the message. I said, no, sir, I'm not leaving. I'm not going anywhere. I'm staying here. I'm staying in the presence of You, Almighty God, because You own me. You own my life. You own my time. You own my heart, my spirit, my thinking. You own everything about me, and You want me here with You, and I'm willing to do that. See, we have a choice, and you can choose today what you're going to give. Is it going to be your best? Or is it going to be just to fly by the wings of whatever's going on in your life? I know you want to do your best. I know you do. And sometimes you need to learn how. And that's what Clear Vision is about. That's what Rose Ministry is about. That's what the Word of God in this ministry is about, is showing you how to get to those places. God wants you to understand that when you need something, you give something. You need money, you give money. You need love, you give love. You need hope, you give hope. You see, you can be confident today that God is all of those things. He is all of that. He is hope. He is love. He is healing. He is peace. And when you give that, you're giving Him. When you give money, He's money, He's got money, He is money. He made the money. He has all the money. The world economy is what it is. God's economy is not affected by the world's economy. And when you walk in the economy of God, you walk protected, unaffected. Let me say that again. When you walk in the economy of God, you walk protected and unaffected. If you want to be unaffected by the world economy, then walk in God's economy. Be His blessing. Be His blessing to this ministry. Sow into this ministry. Sow wherever He tells you. Sow wherever you're fed. Sow wherever there's a need that God tells you. God wants you to understand that when you step out in boldness, when you step out in the strength that God's given you to give your best today, and He's given you the strength to give your best, then you're going to have the best. You're going to be the best because you walk with the best. You live with the best. God is the best. He wants to bless you beyond your dreams, beloved. And when you get off this program tonight, today, whenever you're watching, I want you to look up 1 Timothy 6:17, because God tells us right there in 1 Timothy 6:17 that God gives us richly all things to enjoy, and He wants us to be focused on Him so we can enjoy our life. I love you so much. Be sure and order your DVD, this great, great teaching on Break Free, Recover. Be sure and get this message and get your little book. And ask the Lord what He'd have you to sow into the kingdom in this ministry to keep giving the hope of Jesus to the world. This is Clear Vision, isn't it? And I am Rose. And I'll be back and see you on TV next time. I love you.
Rose invites you to join her for a powerful time in the glory of Jesus you'll never forget. Plan now to come to this exciting event at Somerset, Kentucky, Tuesday, November 11th at 7 p.m. at the Life Abundant Ministry. Call now at 1-859-748-9961 for more information and directions, or visit our website at www.jesusandrose.org. Order today your DVD titled Break Free, Recover. Let God help you stop living in yesterday. Be free from stress, every hurt, every pain, every mistake. God will restore you beyond your dreams. You can recover, resting in your secure, strong life God has for you. Order today your DVD copy of Break Free, Recover. Request DVD offer number 26 titled Break Free, Recover. You can support this ministry with a seed gift, a monthly gift, or a one-time gift. Just send your donation to Rose Ministries, Box M, Bergen, Kentucky, 40310.